The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello, Jay. Welcome back to the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you, Tom? How is it there in sunny California?
It's not sunny today, but usually it is. So we're thankful for what we get. And I'm just looking forward to shining a bright light, speaking of sunshine, on people's home finances, their family finances, and their preparation for retirement. So do you have any stories for me of Christian people or families that you've helped recently?
Yeah, so I talk to people all over the country, Tom. That's one of the great perks of my job, is I talk to people from coast to coast, from California to New York to Boston. And recently I spoke to a bookkeeper. He's retired. He's a former pastor, Jim from Virginia. He said, Jay, I'm already faith-based, but can you just take a quick look at my portfolio? And don't want to shame any other companies out there, but there is a firm that specializes in faith-based investing, or at least they say they do. And we started to look at, Jim, what's important to you? What do you not want to support? And he gave me a list of things he didn't want to support: abortion, pornography. He said, no embryonic stem cell research. I don't want any exposure to any of the vices like tobacco, alcohol, gambling. And we did his portfolio review. We did an ethical review, and he was absolutely shocked, Tom. He saw that 47% of his fund was in objectionable or questionable companies. They don't dive as deep into the screens as we do. So I showed this to him and he said, Jay, this is absolutely unacceptable. Let's get this into a biblically responsible strategy. And we're in the process now of moving his accounts. But that was just a story of a guy who just really wants to be the hero. He wants to do the right thing. He wants to walk out his faith every single day. And here he was thinking he was doing the right thing. And then we took a little bit deeper dive into his portfolio and just found that there were a lot of companies that didn't line up with his Christian values. So that's a great success story that we helped him screen and clean his portfolio. And then I got a wonderful call, Tom, from a widow in Baltimore. And shocking news came out of Baltimore here recently with the bridge. But this was prior to that. And Lisa was really just wondering. She said, I'm running out of steam, Jay. I just can't do this anymore. I get up every day. I'm just not passionate about my work. My planner told me I had to wait to 72 to collect Social Security and get all my finances in order to be able to retire. And I said, Lisa, let's take a look. Let's see if we can make this work for you. So we went through her finances, and she can actually retire next year if she wants to with the plan that we created for her. So just, she was just ecstatic, you know, knowing that, hey, I've got 6-8 months left here of my job. I want to do more mission work. I want to volunteer at the church. I can do that now, now that you've got me with peace of mind, knowing that I can retire sooner than I had originally anticipated. And one more, Tom, I love stories. Tom, he shares a great name with you, Tom. He's in Pennsylvania. And he said, Jay, I'm tired of this culture war. Every time I turn on the TV, I'm hearing ESG and all these things that just really are not in line with who I want to be. They're all woke companies. Jay, get me out of these companies. And we took a look at his portfolio, and we were able to figure a way to move from his current brokerage firm, get him biblically responsible, and get him into companies that line up with his faith and values. So these three people are just one of, you know, a few of many that I speak to every week across the country, help them to screen their portfolios, make sure they're heading in the right direction morally and also financially to make sure that they can retire and go from something that they love doing or maybe that they don't enjoy doing anymore to be able to do more work for the kingdom.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and Jay, this puts so much gas in my tank. It's to God be the glory. We really want to hear more of these stories of how you've helped our listeners achieve their goals financially, personally, professionally. And I do want, if you're listening today for the first time, welcome, first of all, and want you to know that you are eligible for your free portfolio screen. Find out now whether the companies you're investing in belong in an investment plan that honors God. You can screen and clean your investments with Jay. Jay, I know you've covered this in the past, but for a first-time listener, can you help us understand a little bit about the differences between biblically responsible investing, faith-based investing, and socially responsible investing?
Yeah, that's a really important question, Tom, because there seems to be a lot of confusion. People are wanting to make sure that their portfolio lines up with who they are. You know, when we go to the ballot box, we're not going to vote for a candidate that just totally opposes all our values. Yet when we vote with our pocketbook, when we send our money to our mutual fund company or to our financial advisor, a lot of times people are absolutely shocked when they look at their portfolio and say, this isn't what I want to support. And there's a lot of confusion when it comes to three main terms when it comes to investing. The first one you alluded to is socially responsible investing. And socially responsible is a moving target. Think of it just moving based on what society deems as acceptable. What's acceptable today, 20 years ago, may have been unacceptable. It's a moving target that is going to move based on what society is saying, this is right and wrong. And it may actually screen into the portfolio things that you don't want to support. Maybe it's homosexuality, maybe it's diversity, ESG, abortion, things that really don't line up with your values. The socially responsible part is, again, just what that standard is from society. Faith-based is a little different in that it's looking at a different denomination or religion. And I always ask, it's faith-based, you know, with this gentleman I talked about earlier that thought his fund was faith-based and lining up with his screens, it really comes down to what faith and what type of screens are they doing? What type of values? Maybe it's an Islamic fund. That's a faith-based fund. But certainly if you're Christian, you don't want to be supporting Islamic causes. And it can go on and on. And some denominations, maybe it's Catholic and they don't screen for certain issues that are important to you. So you really have to dive in when it's called faith-based. Is it your faith and does it line up with your values? That's why I love biblically responsible investing, because there's no question. There's no moving target. It's the Christian faith, and the source of where we're looking at the screens is the Bible, and that's not changing. God's word is the same today as it was in the past, and it's the same as it'll be in the future. So there's no question marks. There's no moving target. So biblically responsible is really looking at the Christian faith and making sure that your portfolio lines up with your Christian faith.
It's so important to customize a plan for a particular person, especially if it's a person who follows God and honors God's holy word. And I love that about you. You've done that for us and our family, and we appreciate what you've done so much for us. You can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. We're talking to Jay today. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. The website is faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com. So, Jay, while we're on the topic, what kinds of bad things do businesses do that put them on the list of companies you want to avoid, the naughty list, I guess, when investing our listeners' money?
Yeah, so we look at, you know, there's really three choices, Tom. There's good, bad, and ugly choices when we invest. And the great thing is, when you narrow out the bad and ugly companies, there's still 93, 92% of the universe. So literally thousands of choices. But the companies that clearly violate God's principles, we have 8 main categories: abortion, pornography, explicit entertainment, anti-biblical lifestyles, human rights violations, countries like China that are oppressing Christians.
Good point.
We look at alcohol, vices, tobacco, gambling, things that are really having a detrimental impact on society, getting people into addiction and all kinds of crime that comes from a lot of these things, drunk driving, people dying of cancer. So we look for things that really don't line up with God's word. That's the big picture. And then from there, we have 60 subscreens within each of these categories.
Wow.
That's where I say we go very deep. We look at abortion, for example, and a lot of companies will just screen for, are they making abortion drugs? Or maybe they are performing abortion. Certainly, we don't want to support those. But what about these big corporations that are giving millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood? Or maybe they're paying for their employees to cross state lines to get abortions. Or maybe they're out there advocating and lobbying for abortion. Does that line up with who you want to support? So those are the types of questions that we ask when we look at investing. We drill very deep. We look at, are they good, bad, or ugly? There are enough good companies out there that we can avoid the bad and ugly ones. And a lot of times it's these huge corporations that have just really gone off the edge and just really not in line with Christian values.
Maybe you can help me remember to remind our listeners how important it is to talk about the quality of these screens, because the screen itself really does a lot to make sure that our listeners get taken care of, if you know what I mean. And you come up with great screens, right?
Yeah. And that's where, you know, again, looking at what are they supporting with their donations? What are their corporate policies? Are they doing any lobbying? Corporate sponsorships? We keep very close tabs on the companies to screen them out, the ones that are really destroying our culture. And instead, we favor companies that are making a difference in our society. Those are the ones we want to support. We want to vote for. We want to keep pouring our money into these companies that are doing good in our world and really take our money away from the dirty ones that are doing so much decay and harming our society and harming people in this world.
Jay is a friend of mine. We have had the privilege of knowing one another for 3, 4, 5 years now, and he handles our personal finances. And I could just tell you from my own personal perspective, he has done a fantastic job. He loves God. He really listens. And he's somebody who can be an ally to your family. So I want to give you my highest personal endorsement. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. And at this point, it's a great spot to do it. I'm going to come back and ask Jay a little bit about his background. When we come back, this is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, your place for biblically responsible investing. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com. Or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
It is my privilege to bring you Jay Peroni, my good friend. Thank you so much for listening to the radio today, to listening to this radio broadcast, Faith and Retirement. And so, Jay, how did you end up in this world of biblically responsible investing? I imagine that was a bit of a journey for you.
Definitely a journey. Really, I mean, it starts really young for me in my teenage years, where I found God, I found Christ, I became a Christian, and I started living out my faith, and my family saw that and they converted to Christ as well.
Wow.
But for me, the real moving point in the financial industry was my grandfather. And this was a guy that I looked up to. He was the hardest working guy I knew. He had 3 jobs growing up and he had 7 kids. My grandmother, to the day she died, never drove a day in her life. So he was the provider. And he literally limped into retirement. He was on Social Security disability. He came from the Great Depression, so he only knew CDs and safety. And eventually, he was wiped out by inflation, taxes, and the nursing home. He developed dementia. So as a teenager, I said, this is just not right. I can't believe what's happening to my grandfather. So it led me into the financial industry, and that's why I do what I do. I picture every client I have like family. You know, what would I have said to my grandfather at his stage of life? What would I have had him do differently? And he really could have made a huge difference. He had saved hundreds of thousands of dollars and it was gone in an instance with nursing care. So I look at that and that's what brought me into the industry. And I was about probably 8-10 years into the industry. I'd gone through undergraduate school. I double majored in economics and marketing. And then I got my grad degree. I got an advanced degree, a master's in financial planning. And they never talked about socially responsible investing or faith-based or moral-based investing whatsoever, maybe a page or two, but there really wasn't any extensive training. And one day I remember it like it was yesterday, Tom, I had a client just say, Jay, can we really expect God to bless what we're doing here? with our portfolio, with our 401k, with our IRAs, if we're investing in things that oppose his word. And I was like a deer in headlights, Tom, because I couldn't answer that for my own finances.
Yeah.
Never mind that of my clients. So I was kind of like, I'll get back to you on that one. And I spent many nights just wrestling. Does it really matter where we invest? What happens if I invest this way? Is it going to cost my clients something? All these worldly thoughts came into my head. And it was a journey, like you said. It wasn't like a light bulb switched on and the next day I did faith-based investing. I had to do it trial by fire. And it was right around 2008, 2009, right around the financial crisis. And I said, let me do this. Let me take one portfolio that is not screened, and I'll do one that's screened using Christian values. And let's just see how they do it. I needed to be a believer in my head. And as I started doing the same process I used for investing, I found that through 08 and 09, they missed a lot of the financial companies. They didn't screen very well. So the portfolio actually did a lot better in 2008 and 09 than the unscreened portfolio. And I said, wait a minute, there's something to this. But really, God moved in me. That was really the more important part, because what God did is he convicted me. It moved from my head to my heart. And I started hearing thoughts, literally, Jay, I'm the God of miracles. Do you think that if we needed to get an extra 1% or 2% that we couldn't get it? Do you really think that? I mean, the God that turned water into wine, that walked on water, that rose from the dead. I mean, being active with your faith and being diligent with how you invest is a lot more important than the amount of return you get. And I always look at this, right, Tom? If someone came to you from your neighborhood and said, Tom, let's invest in our neighborhood. Let's invest in it. It's going to be a great investment. Would you say yes?
Yes.
You would? Just investing, just blindly investing in your neighbor. Well, I would ask the question, what are we investing in, Tom?
I like my neighborhood a lot, but I get the point.
But what if they said, okay, we're going to invest in the local strip club. We're going to invest in the local adult shop. We're going to invest in the casino, the bar over here. It's going to get you 15, 20% per year, but where are those sources of profits coming from? And that was really the conviction for me, Tom, was that light bulb moment going, really, God cares not about just the big things. He cares about the little things. If we're faithful in little things, he'll put us in charge of bigger things. And that, to me, really moved the needle and got me passionate about what I do every day, helping people to keep their faith at the center of what they do, being the watchman on the wall, so to speak. When we look at these companies, what are they doing? How are they destroying our culture? Let's fight against them and support companies that are making a difference, a positive difference for our society.
I love your passion, and I know it comes from a love of God, and I believe God cares about this stuff. He cares about the life savings of our listeners, and I do too. And I hope that that shows through. That is why we are here and why we created this program, Faith in Retirement. Give Jay a call. You can ask your questions. There's absolutely no obligation, unlike some people you may see on cable TV or whatever. Jay is accessible to you by phone, 800-270-7310, and say, can we set up a chat for our family finances and talk to you about it and get some expert wisdom? This is your place for biblically responsible investing. Jay, here in 2024, which is flying by, what are some of the greatest challenges investors are facing these days?
I think as we talk across the country, Tom, there's a lot more people. We've got the baby boomer generation. So a lot of people are just focused on getting to that finish line, finishing well. And as I talk to listeners around the country from coast to coast, I hear the same list of questions and concerns. And I'm frankly not quite, you know, I don't think they're much different from what we've heard over the past few years. They seem to be very similar. But a lot of people are concerned about the booms and busts we've seen in the economy and markets, you know, from COVID to 2008, and really looking at where they can place their money and have safety, but also growth. And I always say there are three choices when you invest. You can invest with the bank, get a fixed interest rate. You can invest with Wall Street, the ups and downs, or you can also guarantee your portfolio using some insurance-based program. So I like to have a combination of the three, but what I'm hearing from people is, how do we keep ahead of inflation? That's a real threat, right? We've seen food, energy prices going up significantly. I like to think of, what is your real rate of return after inflation and taxes. That's another issue, taxes, that I hear from people. Are taxes going to go up with all these deficits, all this spending that our government's doing? We know that in the future, taxes are going to have to go up. So how do we defer taxes? How do we get some tax savings? That's what I talk to my clients about. How do we get greater returns and some tax-free income? And then lastly, the bigger concern that I see is, what if we need, just like my grandfather, what if one of us needs some long-term care down the road? We're concerned that this could really throw off our financial plan. So again, the markets, inflation, taxes, and then the long-term care really are the biggest concerns that I'm seeing for people, not here just in 2024, but over the last few years, those have been the greatest concerns.
Well, we are in our last 3 or 4 minutes here, Jay. You know, the White House is saying that inflation is down. Recent government numbers seem to show the opposite, what I heard this past week, and the price of a gallon of gas was up 35 cents over the past month in our neighborhood. And what is happening with inflation as it relates to our listeners and their investments?
Well, here's the thing, Tom. A lot of numbers can be manipulated, right? Do you trust the government?
I've noticed
numbers?
Yes.
And they can fight, you know, they can do things like raise interest rates to try to bring inflation down. But at the end of the day, does that really impact the old, I was an economic major and there was these things called supply and demand. So with oil and food, right, at the end of the day, it's all about supply and demand. If there are things that threaten the oil supply, mm-hmm. prices are going to go up. If things threaten the food supply, like the war in Ukraine, with oil, you've got these Middle East tensions, you've got wars, you've got oil supply, what we have, what we don't have, the reserves, all these sorts of things are manipulated in the fact that the government can do all they can. They can throw all these different tools and raising rates and trying to stop inflation. But at the end of the day, they really can't stop oil prices, people wanting to consume oil for their cars, their vehicles, heating their homes. Those are things that are going to occur. And that's what we've been seeing, is that oil prices are ticking back up. Food prices are still elevated. So the average person, even though the government's saying, hey, inflation's coming down, you don't really feel it in your budget because you're spending a lot of your money on energy and food, and you're still spending a lot of your money on that. So it doesn't feel like that inflation number's really come down much, whereas the government's saying, yeah, we've got this under control now, and they're hopefully going to lower rates here the rest of the year, but we'll see.
Jay, how can our listeners connect with you in a meaningful way this coming week?
Yeah, I mean, reach out to us. You can go to faithandretirement.com. We'll be more than happy to take a look at your portfolio, see if you're heading in the right direction, if your portfolio lines up with your biblical values, answer questions you might have. Again, we do this as a resource, as a ministry, to reach out to people that need help, that want assistance, that want to take that next step and really have that power. I always say knowledge is power. Understanding where you're investing is very, very important.
Well, I think you sense that Jay looks at the world a little bit differently than many other people you might have heard of on the radio. And this is a divine appointment, I think. I think you should be listening, giving him a call. The telephone number to call is 800-270-7310. Whether you're looking for wisdom with your retirement income, annuities, life insurance, wealth accumulation, or just some help protecting your assets, give Jay a call today and tell a friend about this outreach ministry. We want to thank you for listening. This is your place for biblically responsible investing, Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.